Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A prayer to turn our eyes from worthless things. By Victoria Riolano, read by Leah Martin. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Psalm 119:37. Years ago, I suffered from paralyzing nightmares. While others rested peacefully, I would toss and turn and imagine what could be lurking through the house. There were nights when I would wake my husband up 3 times or more to see who was breaking in or what that creepy sound was in the hall. No matter how hard I tried to shake the terror or pray my way through it, it seemed I never quite got relief. Each day I'd be restless from the long nights and anxiously dreading the evening to come. Then one day I prayed to the Lord, "Please show me how to be free from this fear. Reveal what I can do to make it go away." After this prayer, I turned on the television and was immediately convicted. The Lord started to reveal to me that my evening routine of watching scary movies, daytime indulgence of the local news, and surfing the internet about unsolved mysteries were the culprit for my constant fear. In many ways, I was constantly feeding my spirit things that were worthless and that didn't lead to life. When I made the choice to be intentional about no longer watching these things, I was instantly set free from years of bondage. I finally found rest. In Psalm 119, David shares the heart of one who desperately wants to follow the Lord. In verse 10, he states that he will seek the Lord with all his heart and asks the Lord to help him not to stray. In the longest chapter of the Bible, David cries out to the Lord to help him to carry his testimony, precepts, and laws all the days of his life. We can't help but hear David's intense desire as he speaks to the Lord. "I rise before dawn and cry for help. I've put my hope in your word. My eyes stay open through the watches of the night that I may meditate on your promises." Psalm 119, 147 through 148. David was a man who had enemies and hard times, from jealous brothers to the death of his infant son and a lifelong battle with Saul. It seemed David had his fair share of troubles. Yet God had also blessed David with victory over Absalom, Saul, and Goliath. In all this, David learned that it was imperative that he sought the Lord in all things. He recognized that his focus on God's words is what preserved him. Quite frankly, David did not have time for useless things and worthless conversations. His life was on the line so many times that he knew without God's protection he would surely die. His focus had to be immersed in who God was and following his standards in order to continue to walk in victory. In this hour, we have a great opportunity to pause and consider, where have we placed our focus? Have we used our time on things that lead toward life or death? In my life, I spent years pouring into things that were useless for my spirit. As a result, I lived a life of feeling anxious, aggravated, and fearful. I'm certain that if I had the prayer of David to turn my eyes from worthless things, I would have walked in freedom much earlier. You see, David gives us a great example of how we can be amid turmoil, but make a choice to allow God's word to be the center of our focus. When we inundate our lives with other things that don't bring any glory to God, we find ourselves never in a state of peace. Let's pray. Lord, I pray today that you would turn my eyes from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Would you reveal anything that is hindering me from walking in victory? I pray I would have eyes to see worldly distractions for what they are. I pray for eyes that see with an eternal perspective. Align my heart in your will, O Lord. Give me freedom over the temptations and distractions that threaten my close relationship with you. Grow my love for you over all things. May your word be the center of my attention. In Jesus' name, amen.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, "I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope." To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.